the longest buzzer beater. I'm John Johnson, and we'll tell you about it next on MHSAA Perspective. In sports, we all have our moments where something special happened, where we can remember where we were and what we were doing when it occurred. One of those moments for me was when Chris Coles of Saginaw Buena Vista launched a 70-foot shot that went through the hoop at the buzzer, touching off pandemonium in Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor as the Knights defeated the defending champions Flint Beecher 33-32 in the 1986 Class B boys title game. Here's how Rick Berkey and Ed Phelps called it that day on television.
Young Mr. Stewart, the sophomore, Ernest Stewart at the free throw line for the second of his 1-1. He made the first to give his team the lead. His teammates are now down in the defensive end.
All right, here we go. We'll see what Stewart does. 3 seconds to go. Sean Randolph is at midcourt. Second one off the mark. Jackson Coles could win it if he makes it. Oh, my! Oh, my goodness!
Chris Coles!
Coles has made a shot from three-quarter court!
Amazing!
It was a year before I came on the staff at the MHSAA, but I was one of those people who always watched or listened to the finals, and driving through Lansing on that March day, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. And I would rank it right up there with River Rouge's miraculous 7-point comeback in the last 43 seconds of the Class B finale in 1972 against Muskegon Heights that I watched on an old black and white television set at my dad's gas station in Mount Pleasant as a high school sophomore. History is just one part of my job, but I've told folks before that if all I could work on every day was gathering historical information, statistics, and records, and then being able to talk about it, I'd have the perfect job. Now, as time has gone on, I've learned more and more about the history of the games our kids play, and I was fascinated to finally come to the conclusion that Cole's shot was the only buzzer-beating game winner that came from beyond the mid-court stripe in a title contest. Over 400 championship games have been played since the first MHSAA-sponsored tournament in 1925, and if you're having a hard time making that number add up, remember that for 15 years, from 1932 to 1947, the basketball finals were played on a peninsula basis instead of a statewide basis. And between 1941 and 1960, the Upper Peninsula had a division of play for schools of fewer than 75 students called Class E. And out of over 400 games, only 47 have been decided by two or fewer points. And you could add four more games to that figure since the advent of the three-point shot in 1988. And of those 51 games, you can count the number of buzzer beaters on your hands. More amazingly, while there were some from beyond where the three-point arc resides today, most recently Andrew Mitchell's uncontested tray as Detroit East Catholic won its last Class D title in 1997 under the late Dave Soles, none of them were from beyond half court, which truly makes Cole's achievement one of the magic moments of March. Leading up to this year's basketball finals, the MHSAA website has been running a contest where we have a dozen game-winning shots in the boys and girls tournaments, some from final games, some from semifinals, paired up against each other for fans to vote on in a bracket format. The first round of the buzzer beater bracket competition is now concluded, with the quarterfinals taking place over the next 2 weeks. Cole's shot will be paired in the round of eight against that 1997 shot of Andrew Mitchell. The winning shot will be displayed on the video boards at the boys and girls basketball finals the last 2 weekends of March at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. You can go to MHSAA.com to vote. You will also be able to watch Chris Cole's answered prayer along with those 11 other great shots in the buzzer beater bracket competition on the MHSAA's YouTube channel, MHSAA Sports. The quickest way to get there is from the homepage of the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.